You know, Alex, everything's starting to open back up, which I absolutely love. Have you been going anywhere lately?
Only one place.
Where's that?
Mally's Spare Time.
Oh, absolutely. You mean located at 1681 Day Street?
Yeah, that
in
one.
Greenleaf, Wisconsin.
Yep.
54126.
Yep.
Owned by Matt and Holly.
Well, Holly.
Well, yeah, Holly. Whenever I complain about anything, Matt always tells me take it up with the owner, which is his wife. So, right. But yeah, no, dude, I love Mally's. Legitimately, it's my favorite place to go. I mean, I know everybody in there. And even when I didn't know anybody and everybody in there, it always seems to me like the friendly people go to Mally's.
Right.
The food's good. The beer's cold. And the bartenders are nice to you as long as you're nice to them.
Yeah.
Or until they get to know you.
I've had some of the best nights of my life that I don't remember in there.
Absolutely. And a lot of people might not know this, but they got the coolest 4-lane bowling alley in the back.
Hell yeah, they do.
And so during the day, you can take your family there, hang out with the fam, eat some lunch, throw a few balls, and then when grandma and grandpa take the kids for the night, mommy and daddy can go on back down and have the bar atmosphere that everybody craves so much. Everything from blackjack machines to spooky spins, my favorite. I lost a few bucks on there. Won a few bucks on there, too. So, everybody out there, 1681 Day Street, Mally's Spare Time, mine and Alex's favorite place to go. Like I said, good food, cold drinks, bowling in the back. Bartenders are always friendly as long as you're friendly to them. Matt and Holly are phenomenal owners. And the other thing is, if you go in and you mention that you heard about Mally's on the Gibberish Podcast, me and Alex get to drink for free. So
we just made that up.
We just made that up, but now Matt's got to honor it. So
yeah, this is a contract.
So there you go, people. Head on down to 1681 Day Street in Greenleaf, Wisconsin, and have yourself a good time. Mally's Spare Time, where striking out is fun. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Gibberish Podcast. This year we are covering election 2020. I'm your host, Kyle Rodriguez. With me is your co-host, Alex Just. We are the two men with the most insight on what's going on today. We're glad to have you. Alex, how's it going this week?
Oh, pretty good. Got me a knockoff Guinness. I'm feeling pretty good.
Fuck you, dude. It's good beer. Like, it's one of my favorite beers.
I never said anything bad about it.
But it's not a knockoff Guinness. That implies that it wants to be Guinness, but it's not. It's English beer. It's Newcastle Brown Ale for anybody wondering, like, what the fuck did Kyle serve them tonight? But it's an extremely good beer. I really enjoy that beer.
It is actually pretty good. Yeah. I actually prefer this to a Guinness. Guinness is a little heavy.
It is a little bit heavy, and I think that's why I like that one so much, because it's not...
The flavor is the same, just lighter. Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wrong button. I turned out. Turn up the mic. God damn it. Yeah. All right. I'm just
first
gonna,
day running board or what?
I'm just going to quit fucking with it.
Yeah.
It looks like our levels are low, but I listened to last week's podcast and the level sounded fine. I don't even know why I'm trying to fuck with it. But,
well, that's the best time to do it, though, is after we started recording, not before, well, not a break.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, you're rushing to get home, so let's get this done. But no, so... I got to tell you, man, I'm kind of done talking COVID with people that haven't had it, because I'm sick of all the theories. Like, basically, it breaks down to this, and I hate bringing up his name or inciting his name, right, so soon in the podcast. But obviously, President Trump got the COVID.
Yep.
You know, here's the thing that pisses me off. There's a lot of people going, well, I don't believe it. There's no way he kicked it in 2 days. No way. It's like, look, first off, I'm a Latino man. I'm obese. I am diabetic. I have gout. I have fucking high triglycerides. I have everything that was supposed. I drink a lot. I don't sleep a lot. I was supposed to be the person that's most fearful of this thing, right?
Other than the olds.
Right, other than the olds. I kicked it in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And literally what he said when he was like, yeah, the first 2 days were really rough and then I felt fine. That sounds exactly like what the fuck happened with me.
Yeah.
So it's just irritating because it's like, you guys have no idea. It's the people that I hear talking about it are people that haven't had it. And it's like, you guys have no idea what it is. And then not only that, but then you got celebrities coming out because Trump, well, Trump's demeaning what it is and he's belittling what it actually is.
No, it's the same thing that we talked about when we got it. You had worse symptoms than me. So for me, I literally said it was a walk in the park. It was like taking vacation from work. Like, I actually had a good time on my quarantine.
Yeah.
Other people actually got sick. I had a few symptoms.
And there are people who died, but here's the thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. He's going off of his own experience just like I was. It's, who the fuck cares?
Exactly, and it's not belittling to say that it's not as big of a deal. If your only insight into it is what you've had, yeah, you're probably going to say it's not that big of a deal.
If we can both get the flu, if I shit my brains out and you literally go, oh, that's weird, I just had a headache for a couple days.
Yeah.
You're not going to think much of it compared to what I thought of it.
I know people in my life that are like, yeah, I had cancer and it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be. Like, the treatment was fine. And then, meanwhile, I'm sitting over here with an aunt who died of cancer. But I'm not sitting there crying going, you're belittling cancer.
Right.
No, that's just your experience.
Yeah, that's the difference. I have a cousin that died of cancer. Then I also have people that just got a little bit of cancer and they beat it.
Yeah.
And they moved on with their life. Their hair came back and now they're living perfectly normal.
Right.
There's different levels of everything.
But, and true as shit, just like what happened with COVID, now I take my daily fucking vitamins. Now I make sure that I'm on top of that type of shit. Just like cancer patients, now they go, or former, or people who are in remission from cancer, they go and get screened more often. They look for it more often. Yeah, so Donald Trump probably will start looking out for it more often. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or take a better care of. But what I'm saying is, like, you can't just shit on a guy for expressing what he went through. And quite frankly, it's fucking irritating that, first off, no wonder why Trump wants to ban TikTok. Today is the first time I looked at my TikTok since my phone automatically downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's fucking nuts. My wife has never once looked at TikTok.
And I've never somehow had it.
And somehow it popped up on her phone. Same thing happened to her mom. Her mom's like 54. She doesn't even know what a fucking TikTok is. But she probably doesn't know what a Tic Tac is. You know, that was too soon. But it's just, all it is just, it's either you're super Trump or you're super not Trump. And you want to know a big thing, and this is really funny to me that this has become such a massive thing on TikTok, is that it's a bunch of white women talking about why they date black men or why they'll never go back to white men.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them has mentioned dick size, and I'm calling them out for being liars.
That's the whole reason.
I am doing it publicly. It might not be the only reason, but let me tell you what. It's a big fucking reason.
Literally.
Yes. Pun intended. It's a big fucking reason.
It was
reason.
The reason you decided to try it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the reason you stayed.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, I laugh so hard at, dude, TikTok is, it's scary how entertaining it is.
I've never gone on it, and I never will.
I'm not going to lie. It's like Vine, except for...
I never went on Vine.
More recent. Vine was the shit. I really did enjoy Vine, which is really funny because Vine failed miserably, and now TikTok's the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, Vine had... Vine popped a lot of... Chris D'Elia got famous off of Vine. Like, then people started watching his comedy. King Batch is now in all sorts of movies, and his main thing was Vines. And now he's in all sorts of movies. He's a headline, or he's like, he's got his own movie title on Netflix where, like, he's the star of the movie. He's showing up in Drake videos with Justin Bieber. It's just, it's like TikTok's really starting to launch, or Vine really launched a lot of people. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to do the same for on TikTok, because I'll tell you this much, that boomer girl, okay, boomer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a piece. Have you ever seen her?
Uh-uh.
It's where she's in a Bernie shirt and she's just dancing. She's going, okay, boomer. 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 Okay, boomer.
It sounds terrible.
Oh, it's fucking ridiculous, but she's super hot.
It doesn't seem worth it.
Oh, it's definitely worth it.
It's the whole reason I think you listen to Cardi B's music is you think she's hot. And even I said, that's not worth it.
I actually don't find Cardi B that hot. I actually have a theory on this.
I don't find her attractive at all, but you always are like, I'd let her rape me.
Cardi B has ghostwriters. Those are people who write the lyrics for her, and mm-hmm. she just performs them. Most of them are dudes. I guarantee you that's why I like her music so much, because she's saying the type of shit that men want to hear, especially mm-hmm. in that WAP song. Like, do you think she came up with the line, hit that little dangly thing hanging in the back of my throat?
No,
she didn't. Like, that's some shit a guy wants to hear a girl say.
Right.
You want a girl to be like, come here, baby, and, like, whisper in your ear at the bar. Like, I want to take you back to my place and let you hit that dangly little thing in the back of my throat. And you're like, okay.
Boomer. I love it. I love it, too. The whole reason that the line is in there because none of those guys knew what a uvula was.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they couldn't figure out how to rhyme it.
Right, exactly. But, like, that's why I think I like Cardi B so much, because I think that her ghostwriters have been writing all her lyrics, and she literally in every single song says a line that makes my dick move a little bit.
I don't know. She has the Ozzy Osbourne problem, though.
What's
can't
that?
Fucking stand listening to her talk.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that. Like,
and even her singing's not that good. At least Ozzy, when he sings, you can understand what he's saying.
I will say this. Ever since she put out that video with the coronavirus, I cannot not think that in my head when somebody says it. Or, like, Amanda gets so fucking mad at me because I walk around shouting it all the time. I'm pretty sure I said that on this podcast, like, 3 weeks ago, too. Like, it's all I can ever... It just sticks in my mind. So it's ridiculous how bad it's trapped in there. Like, now that I just said it, that's all I could think. Like, I can't even think of my next line because... All I'm thinking is coronavirus. Shit is getting real. Like, but no. So that's why I love Cardi B. I don't think that it has to do with the fact that she's hot, because I don't actually find her that attractive.
I don't really either. I don't get what the big appeal to her is.
Well, and not only that, I think a lot of it is like with those female rappers, like Nicki Minaj. She gets you just to the brink where you can almost see everything that she's got going on. You know what I mean? Like, she's wearing pasties over the nipples and shit like that. Ass like that. Fucking vagina just eating the cloth. And it's like, oh, just make a video butt naked for us, please. Meg Thee Stallion, same exact thing. Like, Meg Thee Stallion to me is a fucking dime. Like,
I don't even know if I've ever even seen her. I've never looked up
any of them. Yes, you did, because last week at bowling, I walked around showing pictures of her.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. I said not for me.
Yeah, not for you. But you did say she's a lot hotter than Cardi.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
Right.
It's like being the smartest kid in your class with Down syndrome.
But so, like, those two, I think part of the appeal of them is that you're like, oh, is this the day? Like, or you're like, and you know what? Fuck everybody who is like, whoever watched the leaked nudes... Looked at the leaked videos and the leaked nudes during the fappening when that whole happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are perverts. No, we're not. We're literally now getting to see what we've been waiting to see. Which,
but then Captain America accidentally posts his penis and everybody screenshots it, and that's completely okay.
Yeah. Oh,
double standards.
Double standards are ridiculous. But that's what I mean. Like, we literally.
Speaking of, there was a big double standard that happened this last week, too, that we got to get to at some point.
Yeah, for sure. But let me finish this thought before I get derailed. Because
no, let's just derail it.
Because here's the thing. Jennifer Lawrence isn't that great of an actress. No. We all watched her because she's fucking hot.
See, same thing. What I actually liked about her is she was attractive, but yet not insanely attractive to the point where you're like, you'd ever think it was like a fantasy or unobtainable. She looks like a normal person.
Which is why I wanted to see her nudes. And just like I thought.
Like, I could look at her and be like, yeah, she looks like half of the girls at my high school.
Yes, and that's exactly. Meanwhile, then there's also the other side of that spectrum. Like Kate Upton, she was leaked in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kate Upton got famous for having big tits and being beautiful. She was a model. Of course I want to see that. So, of course, when they leak, I'm going to take a fucking look. You know what I mean? Now.
Did you show them why it was called the fappening?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, believe me, that was all that was in my fucking porn portfolio for a long time. But, so now you take like Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, you're hoping that something gets leaked of them. Cardi B is not as attractive because you can go online and look up her stripping videos and see everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. She was a stripper before she ever got famous on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, but I didn't know most people walked into a strip club with a camera and just posted it on YouTube.
Oh, it's not on YouTube. It's on porn sites. But well,
either way.
No, like, it's, yeah, they let you, when you're paying that much, dude, I'm telling you, like, bags were getting fucking thrown on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, one guy was walking around with a fucking, with the dollar bill shooter, you yep. know, like, they're letting you record because you're spending enough money to come in there. You're probably not going to leak the footage. Oh, well, somebody did. Yeah, I'm a stripper. Who gives a fuck? You know, mm-hmm. it's part of her appeal is that that's who she's always been. So I think that that's like I'm not less attracted to Cardi. But well, and not only that, but she is just less attractive than like Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion. Her face is less appeasing.
I still think the greatest thing she ever did was be the target of a bunch of 10-year-olds going after her in a music video.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yes, that was. Now,
just because how clever some of it was, like the kid with the pillow in his pants twerking.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Now, does she deserve to interview Joe Biden and actually be like a political pundit? Absolutely not.
God, no.
Nobody gives a fuck what Cardi thinks.
No, she literally owns 16 cars and doesn't have a driver's license. She's not exactly intelligent.
Well, I don't think driver's license shows lack of intelligence.
No, it's just the fact that you own that many sports cars and you didn't bother just to go get your driver's license.
Yeah, she's also a platinum-selling artist and can't rap.
Like, yeah, I know.
That is one of my favorite memes.
Yeah, I do like
can
that.
Can you believe that she has 16 cars and can't drive? Yeah, she's got 4 platinum albums and can't rap. But yes. No, like, so no, I understand people's, but I am kind of sick of this whole WAP thing. Like, mm-hmm. people are so mad about it. It's like,
I'm not mad about it. I just don't like the song. I find it very annoying to listen to. Right. I'm not mad at it. I just don't like the song.
Yeah, but last...
If you play Copperhead Road too many times, I'm going to get pissed off at you.
Well, that's why I fucking hate Bartender. I've literally never been at a bar
mm-hmm.
and...
Not heard it. Right.
Everybody plays it.
Yeah.
And not only that, it came out when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So you best believe every fucking weekend it was played 100 fucking times.
Right.
Till the kids learn the lyrics. Like, that's what we do when we're young.
Yep.
We want to learn the lyrics of the song so that we could sing along. Like, mm-hmm. that's why I still know the lyrics and I avoid the song at all costs.
Well, yeah. That's any old song for me, too. If it goes, I couldn't tell you the lyrics, but the second it starts playing, I can sing along with it.
Absolutely. Oh, well, perfect case in point. I couldn't even remember the name of the band, the Neon Trees. But as soon as I heard, it started with a whisper.
Yeah.
Like, I knew every word for the fucking song. Like, but I couldn't think of the title of the song nor the title of the band or the name of the band to look it up. But as soon as I did, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's Everybody Talks. And then I started singing it before it even came on. And then I knew every lyric. But no, so that's why it irritates me because I get it. Like, people are sick of hearing it. But at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you have... I wish you guys would understand I play the music that I do at bowling because I know it irritates the fuck out of you
guys.
Well,
I know exactly why you play the songs you do because I'm the one who gets pissed off. Other than the WAP song, that one never pissed me off. I hate the song. I'm sick of hearing it.
Well, and the
other two actually pissed me off, and you do it every single week.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know it pisses me off.
But no, but legitimately, I do really love those fucking songs.
I know you
do. And that's the only time I listen to them. So it's like...
I know, if only you sat in a route truck all day and could listen to these songs on repeat until you didn't like them anymore.
How am I going to listen to my podcasts then, Alex? But
because you will burn yourself out of those songs.
Yeah.
And then have all the podcasts in the world.
But that's the thing is that...
That's the other thing with me is I listen to mostly like books on tape or podcasts or talk radio or anything. Music in general, I'm worn out of. Like at work, I'm sick of just listening to music.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Music in general, I don't care what genre, I don't care what radio station, I don't care if you have Spotify or Pandora or whatever. I'm just sick of listening to music.
Yeah.
Like it's just old. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I just find it so funny though. Like, but the big thing with this whole WAP song is that, by the way, it's WAP. It's not WAP. WAP is WOP, and it used to be a racial slur for Italians because it stood for without papers, WOP.
Yeah.
WOP. And it also used to be a fruity beverage that we would pour all the booze that was in
pour
the
all the
cabinet,
booze into, cut up a pineapple, throw it in, and you drank it.
And you drank it. And then you ate the fruit,
it's also,
and then you got
you know why it should be WAP? Because isn't the middle word ass with a long A?
Not, yes. Yep, exactly. And it's spelt with an A.
Yeah.
But, like, is gap, gop? No. It's gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, just the structure of the word, when it comes with a P afterwards, pretty sure you make it a hard A.
Yeah.
Eh. But, anyway, it does irritate me because it's like, okay, you guys are offended by the lyrics? All right. Well, Jackson Brown had a song called Rosie Red Palms. It's called Rosie. It's literally about him jerking off. That was in the 70s. People love that song. In the 80s, you had She's My Cherry Pie. Shit like that.
Yep.
In the 90s, we literally had My Neck, My Back, Lick My Pussy, and My Crack. And
right.
I did that in my best Ben Shapiro. Because did you ever hear Ben Shapiro break down WAP? It was so fucking...
No.
Oh my God.
Listened to Gilbert Godfrey do it.
Oh, that's
he says
awesome.
It. That's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome. You should definitely look up Ben Shapiro talking about WAP. I'll say WAP because that's what they call it, but... Yeah, you should definitely look that up because it will change
your life.
Well,
that's like the thing. Like, I don't care. Like, the song's not offensive to me. I don't care at all what they're fucking saying in it. I just don't like the song.
I also felt
because guess what? I also didn't like Warrant either. So when Cherry Pie comes on, I'm just like, okay, who the fuck needs to go back home to their trailer? Because they shouldn't be here.
You
don't have money to be coming here because meth sales are down. Yes. I know this for a fact because I quit buying from you, Tony. Go home.
Go home. I can't. My doctor says no.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a prescription anymore. Took it away.
But, like, that's the shit that irritates me. Every single fucking... Oh, okay, case in point. Guess what got canceled last year? Baby, It's Cold Outside. That song's from, like, the 50s.
Yeah. All because it's a guy convincing her to stay.
Yeah. Well,
that's literally a guy. He didn't rape her. He just didn't take no for an answer until she said yes. That's literally every guy in the history of ever getting laid.
Yeah, pretty much.
You do realize if the no actually meant no the first time and we had to give up after that, every guy would die a virgin and humans would die out.
Oh, 100%. Oh, no, that's where the whores would step up and do their job.
That's true. They would be very worn out.
Well, we were talking last night. Like, if we were hot chicks, we'd fuck everybody.
Yeah, we would end world wars.
Absolutely. Okay. You want to talk about incels? Give them a little piece of pussy. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, we were talking about that last night. All the kids that go to schools and shoot up the place.
Yeah.
If somebody just would have sucked their dick a week earlier... Nobody would have ever died.
So
all these girls out there, when you're walking down the street and you see some guy walking around, he just looks a little mopey.
Yep.
Don't say a word to him. Just show him your tits and walk off.
Yeah.
You have that nerdy guy in school and you're thinking,
right. Whatever happened to free the nipple?
Yeah. He's looking like he should be on an FBI watch list. I'm not going to date him, but I am going to lick his balls one time.
Yeah.
You can save a life.
I do also understand, though, that it might turn into a stalker situation, but that's when you do call the authorities.
Yeah. Then you call the cops.
But honestly, only one person needs to take a shot in that situation.
But World War II would not have happened if Hitler was getting laid more.
I think Hitler was getting pussy.
Not the right kind.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Actually, you know, I'm starting to think. I think he was a closet homosexual.
I was just going to say, do you
think
maybe
he
was into the boy pussy?
Yeah.
That might have been it.
He didn't get enough butt, and he had to have sex with a girl that he wasn't attracted to the whole time.
Just
that's
call
why.
It what it is. It's boy pussy.
I honestly don't know if I can say that.
Why not? It's boy pussy, dude.
Yeah, I don't think the words will come out. I think they're going to get tangled up in my mouth, and that's going to be it.
Why does it... You want to know what's really funny is you address them as homosexual, which is the proper thing to say, but it almost sounds like bad when you say it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just... You? Like, is it just because it's you? And I'm like, that just sounds a little rough. Like, but, yeah, I don't understand the whole frustration with that song. I get it. People hate it. But it's also hilarious to me because, honestly, here's my solution to all of that. Play your own fucking songs on the jukebox. You spend money.
Yeah.
Jesus fuck. Like, it's that simple. I spend $20 a fucking night at bowling to play music. You do the same and you won't have to listen to my shit. Just do it before me.
I'm just going to start unplugging the jukebox.
Yeah, but then you're then you're losing our sponsor money, and then we'll never get paid.
All I need at bowling is the sweet sound of a pin resetter.
Yeah. But anyway, we were talking about double standards before, and you said there's a massive double standard out there. What would that be? Ooh, you want to talk about a double standard? What if we made a song talking about our dicks? Nobody would play it.
No.
It wouldn't get no radio fucking waves.
No.
At all.
We'd be called perverts because we'd be on screen dancing and waving our junk around. And
I'd have somebody fill in for me.
You'd have a stunt wiener?
Yeah, I'd definitely have a stunt wiener. Like that episode of Blue Mountain State where they use the fake dicks to pass the pee test. Yeah. But anyway, what was the double standard you were going to bring up?
Well, do you remember? So you watched the debates finally, right? And there's this whole big deal made out of Trump, you know, putting down the militias and putting down all the hate speech and putting down, you know, the, what do you want to call it? The white supremacists and all this shit, trying to put it down. And then even after the debate was over, there's this whole big blow up on social media about how he won't put down hate speech and how he won't stop people from inciting violence and blah, 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 blah. The day it came out, all these people that were saying all this shit, the day it came out he had COVID, they're all like, good, I hope he dies.
Yeah, I know.
What in the fuck? Way to just show your hand big time.
Yeah, I do.
That pissed me off because it's just like, oh, really? So it only matters if it's for your cause or against it. Another person, and you don't care about the other person's feelings. So even with your whole hate speech thing, you don't care about the other person's feelings or anything.
Yeah.
Just your agenda.
Yeah, and I do feel like that's maybe why we need to move on from the presidential, like, structure. Mm-hmm. Because it garners no respect anymore.
No.
Could you imagine? Okay, so imagine if Trump did die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the difference between how the nation felt when FDR died or when JFK was assassinated?
Or Lincoln.
Or Lincoln. Or no, well, Lincoln, I think there might have been some people who were dope. Actually, no, that was the biggest thing about it, was that John Wilkes Booth was really upset because he thought he would be garnered a hero in the South. And they were like, what the fuck did you do? That's our president.
Yeah, a guy literally shot him on his way to jail.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah, I guess you got a point there. And it is. It's a sad state of affairs that we're in.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. Like, political views are political views, whether you agree with someone or not. Just because they disagree doesn't mean they deserve to die. They're still a living person with a family.
Right, which is really funny because they literally are like, Trump doesn't care about people's lives, and then he gets sick, and you're like, fuck him and the family. I hope they all die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now who really doesn't care about lives?
Right.
But
so they're trying to go on, oh, he doesn't care about the Mexicans, but as soon as he gets sick, oh, I hope he dies. It's like, okay, he never once came out and said, I hope the Mexicans die.
Right. I did love that. Did you hear that audio clip about Melania where she was talking about the Mexican children down on the border where they're in cages? And she's like, give me a break. Like, I'm trying to do as much as I can. And it's just, well, first off, when did First Lady become like a position of power?
Oh, ever
you're
since,
literally there ever because since, you got dick.
Well, and it's normal. The first lady always takes up a cause.
Yes.
They don't get thrown into it. Michelle Obama, I think, was the first one who like forced herself into the spotlight a bunch. And you know, fuck her.
No, that definitely started with Eleanor Roosevelt. Because after her, that was when it became the thing to have
either
a cause.
Either way, fuck Michelle Obama, all right?
Yeah.
I was in high school when those fucking lunches changed because of her. Oh, my fucking God.
You have no idea
you.
How happy I was that shit didn't come into play until, like, the second half of my senior year.
Oh, no, I was still, I think, a sophomore then. So I had to deal with it all the way through fucking high school. That shit was terrible.
Yeah.
She literally ruined breadsticks. We had cheese-filled breadsticks that were amazing.
Phenomenal. Bosco
she
sticks.
She ruined them.
Yeah, she did.
They still had them. They weren't edible, though.
No, they were hard as a rock because they had
pizza wasn't edible. The Portizzi wasn't edible. She ruined the Salisbury steak and potatoes, which was my favorite meal in high school up until then.
Dude, I love Salisbury steak so much. The name of my fantasy football team is Savory Salisbury.
Oh, I love Salisbury steaks. And literally a fucking TV dinner in the microwave tasted better than the shit she came out with.
Yeah.
And you can't, with how salty it was, you cannot tell me it was healthy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You taking a shot at Hungry Man right now?
Oh, fuck Hungry Man. The ones in the red one. The red boxes.
Nah, fuck you. Banquet? Fuck
yeah,
Banquet.
Banquet is way fuck better Banquet. Than Hungry Man.
No, Hungry Man's
Hungry
shit.
Man's terrible. The gravy
you're
sucks.
Fucking high.
The meat
I
tastes
literally
like
did
tofu.
A Hungry Man for Thanksgiving one year.
Yeah, I've eaten them too. Even their brownies aren't good.
Oh. All right, folks, I think that is the end of this podcast relationship.
Because of feud between Banquet and Hungry Man.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if you voted for Biden. I'm fucking eating my Hungry Man, and you're eating one with me. Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
Said, I've eaten them. I just think the Banquet ones are better.
No, Banquet's trash. I really like the Michelani's. Michelani, they come in the green box. Those
I don't
ones
think
are
I've ever
good.
Had that.
Actually, they're trash. That's why they're a dollar. But I'm a trashy guy. Like, that's what's really funny is that, like, I don't think Amanda gets, like, what she married because I am complete trash.
Uh-huh.
Like, there is no fixing this. I really hope she doesn't expect to. Like, I hope that at some point in my life, I get my shit together. I was talking about this with my buddy at work. I'm like, dude, I'm 30 years old. I got smashed assholes on a Monday night, drove into work drunk, had to fucking nap in my route truck so that, like, could drive.
I have the exact opposite problem.
What's that?
The woman I'm talking to and hang out with and dating now?
Yeah.
Thinks I'm way more white trash than even I am.
Oh, yeah, no, see.
Which is actually very impressive. Just because she asked if I talked to you, she wanted to know what time we were doing this tonight.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, did you talk to Matt? I said, you mean Kyle? And all of a sudden she's like, whatever. It's all a bunch of white boy names. I can't keep them straight. And I literally looked at her. I literally said to her, Kyle is literally Mexican. Like, she didn't believe that I had a friend that wasn't white.
That's fucking hilarious. I gotta meet her. I think I'd like her if she's talking shit like that to you. I think we just
all
team
the
up.
Fucking time.
I think we just team up and take you down for being so white trashy.
She was making fun of me the other day because I made a comment. I said, you know, we were talking. I don't remember what the fuck brought it up, but I made the comment that something I've always wanted to do in my life is write a book.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually something I want to do. But the only problem is,
like,
I know
fantasy or fiction or aren't.
Like, fiction.
Oh, by the way, I'm reading that Helldivers book. It's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, just wait. I think the first one is the worst one of them all.
It's a page turner. First off, did you even read the books?
Yeah.
How the fuck is the books in such pristine condition?
Dude, I like those books.
Yeah, but how are they in, like, there's not even, like, I couldn't even tell that the bind had been opened.
Yeah, because I don't fold them over backwards or anything.
I don't do that either, especially because it's your book, but even, like, the cover lifts. Dude, just slightly now.
Let me put it this way. Those are stored in the same exact spot as all of my AR-15s.
Really?
In a safe, locked.
That's awesome.
They're also like the only books I own, so I take care of them to make me look smart.
They are really good fucking books. It
is. It gets
a really
way
good
more
book.
Intense than the first one.
Yeah, like, I'm probably 2/3 of the way through, and I just started it on Monday night. It's that good. It's a fucking page turner. That's a recommendation for anybody out there. Is look into the Helldiver series, especially if you like post-apocalyptic.
Tell you right now, you can read the first one and maybe even the second one, and you will still not be able to guess where the series ends up.
Really?
It takes a turn.
Really?
In a good way.
I'm pretty
it gets
pumped.
Intense.
Pretty pumped.
No, but I've always wanted to
bring the next one next week because I'll be for sure done with it.
I have 15 pages left in it, so.
You haven't even finished the second book yet?
Oh, I've read the first six, but now the next one came out.
Yeah, oh, you're trying
to catch
back up.
So now that literally I finished the sixth one or the fifth one, whatever the last one was, like over a year ago. So now I'm rereading them all and then doing the last one.
Yeah, that's
just
what
a refresher.
I did with all the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, they're great fucking books.
But I've
very
always wanted to know, like, I really like the whole post up, like, because it's a clever take on the whole world after everything's died out,
right?
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
I really like books like that. I want to know if there's a way to write a book like Helldivers with a comedy twist, or if it would take away from the thriller too much.
No, I think that you have there's even a little
and
bit
not
of comic,
like,
relief in this one.
Yeah, there's a little bit,
there's a
but
hint
like
of it.
There's
yeah.
a hint of it, but like more like an upfront, like not nonstop laughs, but just
right.
every once in a while get an actual chuckle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you could actually pull it off and do it right. That's something I've always actually wanted to do. And so, anyway, what got us on this is I made the comment to her that even if I don't write, like, a comedy book, I've always wanted to write, like, a thriller or a sci-fi fantasy or something.
Right.
Because that's the shit I'm into.
Right.
And she literally goes, I didn't even know you read books, and now you want to write one? Like, holy how white shit. Trash, like, shitty do you think I am?
Yeah, well, to be fair, you did just admit that's the only books you own, so it's well, not like it's a stretch. She just missed it by 6 books.
It's not. I up until recently, still believed in libraries.
Actually, that's what's really funny is, like, in my wallet, I still have my library card. I used to go all the time to go get it. We stopped going because of the COVID shutdown. Now we just check out our books online. But, like, I'm actually what I want to start reading is, like, actual intellectual books.
The problem is I can't stay focused on them long enough. Yes. My mind wanders too much, and I'll literally read 2 pages and not comprehend a word I said and have to go back and redo
it. Right.
That's where I have to have something like Harry Potter or, you know, what you're reading now, The Helldivers, or something that keeps you wanting to know what happens next, you stay thinking about it, interested in it.
Right.
Because that was what was really hard about the last Harry Potter book for me, was there's a big long stretch in the middle where Hermione...
What the fuck am I doing reading this?
Yeah, literally, him and Harry and Hermione are just camping half the book, nothing really happens. Like, to actually stay focused and read that was difficult.
Yeah, nothing's happened to keep my attention. Like, that's the thing. If you, as soon as you hook me, you got a guy who's going to read your fucking book in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
I will literally stay up till 5 a.m. and be like, fuck, I have to go to work. And like, for the longest time, there was these books called The Ranger's Apprentice that I would literally bring to work with me, take a half hour lunch every day and read at least 2 or 3 chapters quick before I got back on the road. Like, that's how good they were to me. So that's the problem with the intellectual books is it's like, okay, yeah. Awesome. I get what you're trying to say here, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult for me, but I do want to try. But at the same time as well, what I don't want to do is I don't want to get into an echo chamber where I'm only reading certain books. And also, I think
if you want an intellectual book that you can actually, like, follow and stay with, Mike Rowe came out with a book. What the fuck was it called? I just read it. I read it like last year.
I remember. I know which one you're talking
about. But every chapter is a different story.
Okay.
So it's a whole book of a series of short stories that all come from his life and experiences and everything else. But they all like take. So he literally takes a story that happened in the past. Like,
I'm not talking intellectual like that. I'm talking like I want to read about like Mises, who
well,
is
that's
like
what I'm
the
getting at.
Greatest.
This is literally like old stuff. Like, he'll literally tell the story of Tesla. Like, one of them was he told the story of Tesla.
Okay.
And his apprentices who actually did all the work and did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he tells a story of how that applied to his life and his experience with like the same scenario. And the next chapter,
Mike Rowe had anything to do with Tesla?
No.
That's Elon Musk.
No. Oh. Like the old Tesla, like Tesla cables.
Oh,
and
like Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like he tells the story of Nikola Tesla and all of his apprentices and how his apprentices did all the work and inventions for him and he stole the credit for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then after he's done telling the whole story, then he applies it to his life and tells a story from his life.
Yeah.
That how where that he learned a lesson from Tesla. Yeah. It's called The Way I Heard It is the name of it. Because everything he's talking about is all these stories are the versions of what he heard.
Oh, okay.
Like, he didn't technically research all of it. He researched some of it. And he literally goes, this is what I got out of it, and tells a story. And it's actually entertaining because literally you can read a chapter and then set it down and walk away because the new chapter is a whole new book.
Oh, okay.
So it you can read as much as you want and then set it down when you want to. You don't feel like you need to keep going the whole time.
Okay.
So it's a good, like, time filler.
But yeah, like I do want to work. I want to read the works of like Mises, who's like the greatest Austrian economist of all time. You know what I mean? Like economist, not economist. What the but like that's precisely why I need to read intellectual books, because I do feel like I've stopped learning. Not necessarily about life, but I've stopped learning as far as like, well, actually, big news. This goes to this. So, as you know, I've always been super against chiropractic practices.
Yeah, it's another thing me and you disagree on.
Well, John Swanson, who is a chiropractor in Green Bay, went to high school with him. He's going to come on, and we're going to have a chat about it. Like, he's coming on, and he said he'll probably come on in January when they're a bit slower because deductibles reset.
Okay.
But, like, I'm really interested in that. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he'll change my mind. Maybe he won't. Or maybe he'll open my mind to be like, okay, well, not everything they do is bullshit. And it stemmed because I was watching this documentary on Netflix, and it was about fasting. And there was literally, like, a doctor chiropractic who was, like, had people. He would call, and he'd be like, yeah, this is Dr. So-and-so. Well, he's also having people fast for 28 days with nothing but water.
Yeah. Like,
so does he denounce these bullshit people, or, like, is there some science behind that? Like, I don't know.
I said, I do think it works good for pain relief because, like, I get really sore back, neck, and, like, hips and stuff like that from walking around all day.
Yeah.
And I can tell the difference when I go in and have my hips adjusted. I feel 100% different the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
and I get
I
some people
that.
Afraid of it because I get why you'd be afraid of it because – shit can go wrong doing it.
Yeah. Well, like, there's but plenty shit can go wrong while you're getting surgery from an oncologist. You
right.
Know what I mean?
It's the same thing. You're taking the risk by doing it. Yeah. But I do actually think it improved my life a lot by starting to go.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now I'm at the point where I literally go a couple times a year, if that, and it's enough for me. Just enough to reset myself a little. Because I used to be once a week.
But that's what I also want to know. Like, is it actually doing something, or is it placebo effect? Like, just because you feel mm-hmm. the crack of the bones and you feel, have you actually fixed something, or is it just a placebo effect and that's why you have to keep going back? You know what I mean?
Well,
because
that's fine.
For
even
how
if it's
many
a placebo
years,
effect, yeah. If it's working, I'll keep doing it. You're telling me if I take the sugar tablet, magically my foot doesn't hurt anymore? Okay, I'll keep taking the sugar tablet then. I don't care.
Yeah, but the problem is if you take that sugar tablet and you actually have an infection in your foot, well, yeah. And it makes it feel better, and then you don't get your foot looked at, next thing you know, your fucking foot's gangrene, and it's passing into your bloodstream, and you're probably going to die. Or if you don't get it amputated
but
immediately.
I won't be in pain when it happens because of the sugar tablet.
I suppose. You got a point there. But, no, I mean, it's... I do. I need to. I am really excited for that conversation. I'm really happy you agreed to it because I know a lot of people who would be like, no, you fucking don't believe in what literally what my practice is. So, no, I'm not even going to dignify you with a fucking answer.
Well, and that would be stupid. That's like people that are on the wrong side of politics not wanting to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Literally, why would someone who is a chiropractor.
Well, see, now you misspoke, though. Not on the wrong side of politics, on different sides of politics.
That's what I meant. Is yes. The opposite side of you is the wrong side.
Right. Well,
that's how it always has been.
You know, like I wanted to point out earlier, like that's the main problem. That was the biggest line that I had the biggest problem with during the debates is when Trump said that elections have consequences. What he should have said is elections afford you privileges.
Yeah.
Because when you say consequences, everybody goes, oh, he's going to try to be a dictator. First off, fuck anybody who thinks that Donald Trump could ever be dictator. You think our military
I'm going to be dictator, fuckface. Yeah,
exactly.
Get over this.
It's a process, and Alex has started that process.
Yeah.
Donald Trump did not start that process.
No, he'll be dead by the time I have this process in gear.
Exactly. But no,
it takes
like,
time.
The problem is you think that our military is just going to stand idly by and allow it to happen? You think that the other fucking, 500 or 600 and whatever 35 representatives that are beneath him are just going to stand idly by and let that fucking happen?
Right.
No. So what the fuck? Like, and what's he going to do if they say, no, you can't do that? Bomb the USA?
Yeah.
No.
Well, literally, that's the whole thing. We literally shot and killed one of our presidents just because he said everyone of all colors should be equal. You really think we have one that says, no, I'm in charge. You do what I say, fuckface, that we're not going to shoot him.
And that's the funniest part about it is we've literally set up a system where a dictator cannot take power.
Right. And especially after watching these debates, they do realize that they're one sentence away from war with their own country. Like both of them.
Yes, I know. It's getting hairy out there. Yeah. I mean, and just like, you know, Trump didn't denounce the Proud Boys. He didn't, whatever. First off, there's like 5,000 Proud Boys in America. Who gives a fuck? This is like supporting. This
militias
is,
are a lot bigger than people think they are.
Yeah, but he was specifically talking to the Proud Boys.
Yeah, but they literally used the word militia.
Yeah.
That's what I think
but
the
issue
was.
But they're not even
was.
A militia. The Proud Boys literally started as a fucking group of people who drank. It was a chauvinistic society, but chauvinism in the good way where it was like you need to treat like there's a Dante Nero was one of the founders of the Proud Boys. He's a black man. Literally his whole life's mission has been, no, you treat your woman like the fucking queen she is.
Yep.
fuck gender roles. Fuck if the, you know, if she doesn't like that, then fuck her. Kick her to the curb, because you as a man should want to treat a woman the way a woman should be fucking treated. And it's not actually treating, it's not actually making her feel like you're less than me. It's you're more than me. So let me do everything I can for you. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't realize that. Like, I am by no means a fucking proud boy. But what I will agree is women are magic. They produce children in their womb. They keep the population going.
Even more important, every once in a while, one of them lets me have sex with them.
Absolutely.
And that's the most amazing part.
Yeah, and it's like, but, okay, so I'm supposed to, what, make you go be the breadwinner? It fucking sucks that my wife's the breadwinner. I'm okay with it. Because
I want to find me a sugar mama.
Because I was raised to be okay with it. Like, don't hold her down. I'm not going to tell her that she's got to quit and we have to move to a smaller house because she. But oftentimes I'll sit there and think, does she think lesser of me because I make less than her? I know she's not like that. And I think that she understands that, like, if I wanted to, I could quit my job tomorrow, go into a nursing program, graduate, become a nurse. I could go the same exact route as her. It'd probably be more difficult, and I probably wouldn't be as accomplished, like, summa cum laude through everything, but I could get it the fuck done.
Right.
But I just choose not to because it's not what I'm passionate about.
Right.
Now, I'm by no means, like, uber passionate about what I do right now. I really enjoy what I do right now. I enjoy what I do, and I love the people I work for, which is why I haven't pursued anything else. But, like, if something were to change, you bet your ass that I would. I'm not just going to go find an equivalent job, or, like, mm-hmm. if I get put in a position where I got to find something to do, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to do something that earns more. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, that doesn't make me
city council.
Yeah, that doesn't make me a piece of shit for wishing that I could provide for my wife.
Right.
Like, I also know that my wife would be the type of person that would have a job anyway because she'd feel lazy as fuck just sitting around the house.
So, do you guys ever do, like, the whole, like, dominant submissive thing in bed?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
I want to know how that worked. Have you ever tried, like, bossing around or slapping around, like, a little bit, you know, like, sexually? If she'd ever be like, I pay your paychecks, fucker. No. Like, if she just demand all of
well,
a sudden.
Well, no, first off, most of the people that are into being dominated, that are submissive, generally, like, especially with men, what you'll find is they're, like, CEOs, they run
Yeah, they're
shit.
High in power.
Yeah.
I like switching back and forth.
I've never done it just because, like, first off, if I ever hit my wife, like, everybody would know. Because she's so fucking fair-skinned.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you don't, like, hit them.
No, there's some women that you hit.
Yeah, there's some, but
yeah.
They need to shut up anyway.
Yeah, but like, or like choke her, like my fingerprints would be, even if I did it lightly, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Not only that,
which
but.
Which seen that before. You leave fingerprints behind everything else. That's why you gotta make sure that they're cool with it before you do it.
Yeah, but the problem is that battered wife syndrome really was a thing for so fucking long and still is. That sometimes it's not that easy to convince your coworkers, especially if you don't want to talk about your sex life like that. Be like, no, my husband was pounding me out from the back last night and I made him choke me like the bitch I am. You know, like, that's probably not going to fly. Most women aren't going to say some shit like that. Most women won't even say, no, actually, me and my husband had really rough sex last night. They'll just be like, oh, yeah, no, it's nothing. And then fucking people get to talking, and then all of a sudden, it's Kyle beats the shit out of his wife. Like I was really worried when she fell in the tub.
Because that sounds like a cover-up story.
Yes,
what's
exactly.
Next? She fell down the stairs?
That's literally what I told her. I go, honey, you do realize that people are going to hear that story and go, wow, poor her. She's being fucking beaten, and she lies about it. I'm like, you can't just fall down willy-nilly like that.
You need to fucking be careful.
That can't happen, yeah.
If you're going to just fall down willy-nilly, you need to do it in public where there's witnesses.
That's why I was okay with her falling in the tub, because she had already fallen on her head at the slammer.
Oh, it was that?
Yeah,
night.
So
I heard stories from this.
Yeah, so I was like, cool, that's fine. At least she did that in public with people around. Yeah.
everybody will believe that night that when you got her home, she fell over again.
Right, yeah. But
she went from standing to laying down awful quick in the middle of a bar.
Yeah. Well, she did it. She's done that before. And it wasn't even like she was super drunk. But it also worried me because I thought maybe she had a concussion because she fucking biffed her head hard off the floor. Like, you heard the crack. Like, it was bad. Yeah. And, like, didn't cut her or anything, but she did have a big lump on the back of her head. But she went to sit down in the stool, but she was too far forward. So she, like, fell backwards onto the stool. So, like, she's done that before at bars before. It's kind of a thing that she does, which is hilarious. But I also feel real bad for her because, well, luckily for her, she's so drunk. She's kind of just like a rag doll. So, you know how they say if you're in a car accident, it's actually better to be drunk because you just kind of.
You go limp.
Go limp rather than tense up and do more damage that way. But we don't really ever do that dominant shit. But that's the thing is that. I really lucked out because I didn't know all this shit about Amanda, like, when we got together. Because she didn't make more than me when we first got together. Mm-hmm. But I knew that she had the potential to earn more than me because she is very ambitious and very smart. Generally, when you put those two things together, they do very well for themselves. I just wanted to make sure that she never looks at me and is like, I got this fucking Klingon weighing me down. You know what I mean? Like,
you're the boat anchor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I've told her, like, if I need to find another job, if you want me to make more money and I need to find another job, I'll find another job. Like, I won't leave my job, but I'll pick up, like, a bartending shift, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to make $100 a night working at Mally's, you know, just off of tips. I could do that 2-3 nights at a different bar, make 300 extra bucks on the weekend, you know what I mean? But luckily for me, she's not like that for now.
Yeah. Like, all right, one day you're going to come home and she's going to be like, either you need to bring home more money or more dick. You tell me which one's coming.
Right, exactly. But and that's what I mean. Like, I do want to better myself. You know, going back to what I was talking about before, I was talking to my buddy. I'm like, I'm 30 years old. It's a fucking Monday night.
That's
I get
where
fucking
you
smashed
do
assholes.
Need to run for, like, a local political something, even if it's just city council or something, because at least then you can tell her, hey, all them parking tickets, I got you, boo. I
got you, babe.
Like, you
got
to have some perks for her.
I did volunteer as a poll worker this year.
Did you?
Yeah, at Oval Office. No, but I did.
They say, oh, we're all booked? Yeah, we have enough volunteers that day.
Thanks. No, I did volunteer. And actually, if you wanted to be a poll worker, they will actually pay you for the full day's work, $140. But I didn't want to be beholden to them because if I get bored, I just want to be able to leave. But what are they going to do?
You served our country.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Were you guys ever clearing routes? It was halfway through. You're like, I'm fucking bored. I haven't
seen one. No, because they were paying me. I couldn't.
Like, I haven't seen one thing blow up yet. Let's just turn around and go back, guys.
Let's just call it a day. But no, so like I did. I volunteered to work the polls this year because I figured that, you know, I've already had the COVID, so I'm not in danger of being re-exposed. I mean, it's very rare that they pop back up. In theory. I mean, as the evidence shows, I know that those who find themselves on the conservative side apparently don't believe in science, but
apparently,
which is hilarious because we don't believe in science when it comes to the coronavirus.
You want
to
make more money? Go donate plasma right now.
Well, so here's the thing. I also got asked if I would be willing to donate, which when you say donation, generally they don't pay you. Like, I don't call it. Well, because Amanda's brother used to go donate plasma in college. I never called it donating. I always
called selling it.
No, I always said that giving. You're giving plasma. Or I used to always make the joke, he went to work. But
no, so yesterday, girlfriend went in. Because she already tested positive and has the antibodies in her, she got paid $200 for one visit to donate.
Yeah, I believe
it. There's a premium right now because everybody's trying to get the antibodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Aurora reached out to me and emailed me and asked if I'd be interested in donating my plasma.
Fuck, they didn't ask me if I wanted to.
Yeah, so, well, they didn't call me.
They must have known that, he's on meth. We can't take his.
You can't take his meth blood. They put a little asterisk next to your name.
It just says meth.
Meth. Down at the bottom of the page, it just says meth.
Yeah, most people, it says fat or obese, or mine just says meth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I'll probably go and do that as well. Like, that's the funny thing. Like, I've Amanda's always said, like, I'm too giving because, like, anybody, if we're at the bar and somebody needs to borrow $20, I'll fucking give you $20. You know, somebody calls me and they're like, hey, man, like, can I get a ride? Like, you know, or like, or whatever, you know, can you help me move? I don't expect nothing for that. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to. Same thing with my time. I mean, this country, I love this country to death. So if we need poll workers, I'll go fucking work the polls for them. If they need, I love the people of America, except for a certain few. If I would like to write down, like, who doesn't get to get my blood, but it doesn't work that way. I just want to make sure it burns a little bit, that if it's somebody that doesn't like me or has talked shit about me or done something bad to me, it burns a little bit when it enters them. But, like,
that's just the AIDS hitting the
blood. Yeah, that's just the AIDS hitting you where it hurts. But that's my thing is, like, I get sick of... I think that's why, okay, so this leads into another conversation that I wanted to bring up, but I think that's why I'm really so sick of, like, everything media-based, because all you're seeing is the worst of society, and, for example, you know, like, a friend of Amanda's from high school, I met this guy one time, and when I walked away from the conversation with him, I looked at Amanda and said, that man is highly intelligent. He's very smart.
That was nice of you to say about me the first time you met me.
You're such a dude. God damn, that's good. But no, I told her, I said, he's very highly intelligent. He's highly intelligent. However, even though, like, we disagree on everything, I can listen to him talk because it's very thought out processes. God damn it. Process.
It's way better than listening to someone who hates the WAP song and they literally go, because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, no, I just don't like the song. I think it's annoying.
Right.
Or no, I'm offended by it. They just go, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Yep. So, like, he has very thought out, poignant points that he makes. But we got into a disagreement on Facebook, obviously, because where else does anybody get on disagreements?
Well,
but
yeah, we can't do it face-to-face no more because COVID.
Yeah, so, well, not only that, but he moved away. He's out in Maryland now. But it's called Reductress. It's a website. And they were talking about how failed comedian Joe Rogan is bad for the culture because, I know, first off, soon as it said failed comedian, that was my point to him. I said, first off, this article is
you
immediately.
You do realize he made enough money to retire just off of being a comedian before he started doing anything else?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was before Fear Factory.
Right,
even.
Yeah. He sells
that
out
was before
stadiums.
Fear became fact.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was huge.
He sells out arenas when he does his comedy shows.
But it's also probably the same people that were under what happened to Carlos Mencia. He was funny.
Yeah, well, like, literally. He had three shows at the Pfizer Forum set up for November, just to him. Like, it wasn't like he was, I mean, obviously he brought openers, but it wasn't like he brought, like, these massive names. It wasn't like him and Chappelle were putting it on. Oh, and by the way,
I wish they would.
Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle set the record for the highest attendance at, like, some Superdome in Arizona for any event. He opened him and Dave Chappelle co-headlined.
That's one thing I love about Dave Chappelle too.
What's
is
that?
Even if you disagree with him on something, everything he says is so intelligent and so well thought out before he says anything.
Yes.
He comes off very smart even if you disagree.
Oh, 100%.
That's what I like about him.
Well, and I mean, and that's the thing. And anybody can be smart even if you disagree with them.
Yeah.
Because we all have different perspectives and
grew up in something different.
Not only that, but, like, we all have different ways of just looking at a situation.
Right.
You know, like, we could grow up exactly the same and yet you might look at one thing differently than I do.
Like
that's
I said,
just how your brains are wired.
We both could have grown up in Green Bay on the same street, lived next door to each other.
Yeah.
But then literally something could happen outside. We could both walk out and see the same thing. Like, there's a car accident. And both think a different thing happened.
Right. That's the way the brain works. You process information differently. It's whether or not you're willing to look past your view and take in another view before you formulate your opinion on it. So,
well, you can formulate your opinion. It's just the fact then, are you going to listen to someone else's and take it into account? Or are you just shutting it down?
Yeah, maybe taking their perspective. And that's why I think politics is so dividing.
That's why politics is so bad to try to talk to anyone on, because everyone's argument right now is just shut down the other person. It's not even listen. It's just
shut them up.
Just shut them down.
Yeah, because your answers and your thoughts are not valid because they don't align with mine.
Right. That's the worst way to argue. If you want to make yourself look stupid really fast, shut down someone else's argument by either shouting them down,
right,
or just not listening.
Right. Or calling names.
The second you can attack an argument, but not the person.
Yes.
That's absolutely when you look retarded.
Well, and that's exactly what happened with William H. Buckley and Gore Vidal.
That's exactly what happened in our presidential debate. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of them, that's all they fucking did.
Right, but I mentioned them because that was the first time that it was publicized where something like that happened. Gore Vidal took, but the problem is that Gore Vidal said some shit to William F. Buckley, and he said, "I'll fucking knock you out, you homo," or whatever, like, you know, something like that. Like, I'll hit you and you'll be dead where you stand, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or he called him a Nazi. That was like the first time somebody called that was like in the 60s. And William F. Buckley literally served in World War II. So guess who took offense?
For the Germans. Yeah, yeah. From what I hear.
Yeah. But like, of course he's going to take offense. But what's hilarious to me is when you watch the documentary, nobody cares what was said to William F. Buckley. Everybody only cares that then he attacked Gore Vidal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you can't. And that's what you're seeing today. I was saying this to one of the girls at work today. What's going to happen is we're going to use the term racism and fascism and Islamophobia and transphobia and homophobia so often that we're not going to be able to recognize real bigotry once we see it.
Right. Because they don't realize most people that are using those words are actually being fascist.
Well, and what's really funny to me is that, I forgot what it's from, but he goes, you keep saying that word, but I don't think you know what it means.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that's one of my favorite gifts of all time.
That's one of my favorite things about Antifa being an anti-fascist movement.
Right.
You are literally a bunch of fascists.
Yes. Well, yeah, because you're not allowing people to speak. You're not allowing them to have their own thoughts.
You're literally
or opinions.
Trying to scare people into having your opinion.
Yes.
And agreeing with you.
Yeah.
That is fascism.
The Proud Boys are doing the same shit. You know, those guys who marched on Charlottesville were trying to do the same shit.
Right. So I think we just need to let them meet in the middle, duke it out, and see what's standing when we're done.
It'd be a bloodbath. There'd be dildos flying everywhere, and bullets flying everywhere, and just. But so I guess okay.
Just go ahead and kick the table, Mike.
Yeah, but
you'd comment if I did it, so I had to.
Yeah, but so what I was getting
but
at
let
though.
Let it happen.
So, yeah, yeah. But
we're all a bunch of useless
fucks. That's literally
fucks.
Civil War.
Yeah, I think it's about time we have another.
That's what's really funny is that people don't realize like how embarrassed we were as a country after the Civil War ended.
Right?
Like, we're like, oh, fuck, what
like,
did
we
just
literally
do?
So bored, we're so angry, we just went to war with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we literally just had a practice war with real bullets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, like, but anyway, so getting back to what I was talking about, so there's this, that reductress, he posted that article and he said exactly, we should basically what they were saying was that Joe Rogan's trying to replace mainstream media and people are listening to him as mainstream media and getting their news from him. And it's not right. And what he said was he knocked
in
down.
All honestly, it's probably one of the best sources because, you know, it's reliable because he has Jamie pull it up right there on the spot.
Right there. Jamie pulls that shit up right away.
Those are my favorite memes. I'm sorry. Every mm-hmm. single time he has someone like it's just the meme. Like it was a picture of some white dude and it's just Joe Rogan sitting there. He's like, so well, I hear your girlfriend has an OnlyFans. Jamie, pull that shit up.
Yeah. Or like when he was going to get Kanye on, he was like, your wife made a porno, right? Jamie, pull that shit up. Like, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That was funny.
So like, so his point was exactly, we need to have credentialed and what's the word that he used? Credentialed and accomplished. It's there's another synonym for it where credible, mm-hmm. incredible journalists. And that's what the mainstream media offers and all that, which very true. I countered with the point, though, that Joe Rogan has those credible journalists on to discuss what they want to discuss.
Right.
And it's actually a long form much longer than their 1,200-word article that they get to write, and they can go more in depth. So how can you – not that you should – first off, if you're going to Joe Rogan for the news, you're a fucking retard, and you're a monkey. You deserve what you get. However, you cannot just discredit what he's doing viable outlet for news and news media.
It's an informed entertainment.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing that made me think of that was right now there's a lot of people who are saying that Donald Trump is faking his COVID.
Right.
And that he's putting everybody at risk, and if he isn't faking and blah blah blah, and so then there was an article in Vanity Fair where literally
he was faking it. What is that putting anyone at risk for?
Yeah, I don't know. But here's who's he putting at risk? The Secret Service? You mean the men hired to literally take a bullet for him?
Yeah, I think they'd be happy to take a little COVID for him.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
It.
They get 2 weeks to fuck off. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
And they've got to be on edge right now, because after that debate and everything he ever says, they got to be like, this motherfucker's going to get shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But so here's my.
And that's the one thing to think about.
What's that?
Something that's always been interesting to me is like Secret Service have been around Donald Trump, Obama, Hillary and Bill Clinton. Like all these people had Secret Service members around them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me every single one of their Secret Service members agreed with them politically. But yet every single one of them would have taken a bullet for him.
Mike Baker used to be CIA and Secret Service, and Joe Rogan's had him on. And he talks about that. He's like, no, I didn't agree with some of the presidents that I served under, but I did my job.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's weird that they're still willing to take a bullet for someone they disagree with, but somebody gets COVID that you disagree with, you're like, fuck them, let them die.
Yeah. But like, so then I read an article in the Vanity Fair, and a lot of it was like Eric or Donald Trump Jr. is really concerned with how his father's acting, and the guy literally keeps going, a close friend of the family, close friend of the. Here's the thing.
That's not a credible source by saying that.
It may be a credible source, sure.
But then you have to cite the actual source.
But just as much as Donald Trump may be making up his COVID, journalists have been known to make up shit.
Yeah. It's called clickbait.
Yes.
So how they
not
get
only
paid.
That, but when something, especially with the 24-hour cycle, news cycle now.
Uh-huh.
They have to have the story first. There's a lot of fucking redactions these days because they get shit wrong.
Well, they don't know all the facts and they release this story just because it has to be first. It doesn't have to be right. It just needs to
be
first.
So your credible sources are discrediting themselves. Mm-hmm. No different than what's his fucking nuts who said he got shot at when he went overseas to cover the story over there. Yeah. I forgot who he was. He got kicked. But liberals can't fucking take shots at the Catholic Church anymore because that guy lost all his credibility and they just shuffled him over to MSNBC instead of mainline NBC.
Well, that's what you do. When somebody loses their credibility, you shuffle them somewhere else where nobody's going to notice.
But like, okay, and then you want to talk about lies? Dude, people are so upset that Hillary Clinton lied. Hillary Clinton or that Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. Hillary lied about being shot at when she was over in Iraq. So there you go right there. That shows her she's discredited on a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't everybody lies. All politicians fucking lie.
Well, of course they do. Fucking Joe Biden's been in political office for 47 years. He fucked up the Pledge of Allegiance a few weeks ago.
Well, and I also understand that, yes, there is shit about getting old, which is why I've always said that we need to get younger at president. We need to get younger in office.
Well, I don't even care how old they are. Just the turnaround needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem. Is there shouldn't be anyone in office that says, I've been serving for 47 years.
Right.
No, then you're not serving. You're watching out for yourself.
Right.
You're not serving the people if you've been in for 47 years.
I'm pretty sure Ron Paul stepped down after a certain amount of time of serving in the Senate. He went back to being a doctor. Which, by the way, everybody shits on Ron Paul, but Ron Paul, literally went and delivered babies for free. Like, he's a fucking doctor. He didn't take a paycheck for it. Like, guy's a fucking, he was a sweetheart, and then everybody talked shit when he got sick. Like, same thing with Rand Paul. Like, I just don't understand. It's okay for you to wish death upon people, but then as soon as as soon as Donald Trump might be responsible. First off, I don't understand how the fuck he's responsible for 200,000 dead. I don't understand that. Maybe I'm the fucking moron, but I'm pretty sure he didn't create the virus. I'm pretty sure that
it's because apparently he didn't respond well enough. You know, when he tried shutting down all the airports and every flights going in and out of China.
Yeah.
Before anyone in America ever tested positive.
Yeah.
And everybody called him racist and said, oh, this is just part of your agenda and you're using this as an excuse.
Right.
So then he didn't do it. And then it came here and started spreading. And now that's his fault because he didn't shut down the airport like he should have.
Yeah.
And then everybody bitched at him and said, no, you need to leave it up to each state to decide what they're going to do. So he threw his hands in the air and said, fuck it. Each governor of each state can decide if you're shutting down, making a mass mandate, do whatever you want. And then all of a sudden, state to state couldn't figure their shit out. Everything went wrong. And everybody looked at the president and went, well, why didn't you fucking do something?
Yeah, that's what really irritated
me,
too.
That's what annoyed
me
the whole time.
What are you talking about? Like, New York still hasn't opened up. Fully, you know, mm-hmm. California is nothing has opened up yet. Like, so much so that there's a mass exodus of people leaving.
Mm-hmm.
My boss told me that he saw a report. And first off, let me go ahead and I should have prefaced this. If you're looking to us for any of your news, you're a fucking troglodyte. Like, you're not even an ape.
We have literally called our listeners stupid on several podcasts.
Absolutely.
And you have a tendency, as soon as we get a new listener, to call them out by name and then bitch at them for something.
Oh, I did want to call that girl out by name for saying we need to make it shorter. Because the fucking science shows that the people enjoy our longer podcasts better.
But everybody says we need to make them shorter.
But four people have.
I think we need to run more experiments.
Yeah. But and you know what keeps coming up too that really fucking irritates me is this getting rid of the fucking Electoral College.
That's so fucking stupid.
That's so dumb. All you're going to do is, okay, then everybody in the Midwest will move into your big cities and then you won't have a liberal place anywhere.
Yeah.
There you go. How about that for a fucking solution?
Yeah.
Because guess what? When you look at the map
on
voting day,
people going to be in
it's
LA
off in red.
When a John Deere with a big digger on the back just comes rolling down Main Street, digging up the asphalt. Like, no, we got to put corn here, guys.
Yeah.
Like, how pissed are you guys going to be? How inconvenient is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And
sorry, guys. Right here
yeah.
in front of this massive theater is where the soil is the best. You guys have literally been shitting in the gutter for years.
Yeah.
So this is where I need to put my alfalfa.
Yeah. I would literally just walk up to the homeless shit and sprinkle seeds on it.
No, I'd walk up to the homeless people and be like, you want to make $20?
Yeah, exactly.
We're small squaring over there. Start stacking.
Yeah, like, it's frustrating because it's like, what? Are you just trying to dismantle the entire fucking system?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you lost one time. So now you have to dismantle the whole system to make sure it never happens again.
Right. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's because we're all so used to instant gratification now. You know, you want to jerk off. You go to one website and you have fucking 1.6 million different fucking videos that you can look at. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's gotten terrible and it's gotten out of hand. And what's really funny is I've started to realize that I think mental health issues are a lot bigger than we make them out to be.
Well, I've always thought that.
Because
I still don't think mental health is something that is addressed properly in this country. Or is something that is taken seriously.
Right. Because, okay, so first off, the reason why I thought that was that I watched a little bit of CNN last night. I watched a little bit of MSNBC and I watched a little bit of Fox News before I took an hour and a half nap before I went to bowling. And all of them have some sort of mental derangement. All anchors do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and going back, I never finished my point about the argument that I had with this gentleman. But basically what I pointed out was that you can't discredit somebody just because they're not a credible source. Because the difference is that Joe Rogan actually offers a platform for those credible journalists and for those credible people to mm-hmm. come on. The problem that people have is when those credible and reputable professionals go on and say something that they don't agree with.
Yeah.
You know, much in the case of like the transgender issues, you know, he has had what's really funny is when they went after him about being transphobic for saying Fallon Fox is a man biologically and should not be able to fight women in a ring or in a cage. Guess what? There are a lot of transgender people who came out and said, absolutely, we agree 100%.
Yeah, they still shouldn't be able to.
Nobody pointed that out. All they did was point out that Joe Rogan said it and it's problematic.
Yeah, which it's not. It's fact.
Mm-hmm. And he had a professor who literally does you know, everybody says that gender studies isn't a viable fucking area to study. Well, this person's dedicated their lives to it and came out and said, yeah, it doesn't, like, yes, sure, you can feel like you're in the wrong body. That's mental. That's not physical. Your physiology still stays the fucking same.
Right.
Like, you're not going to change that.
Yeah, it's not that gender dysmorphia doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's the fact that if you were born a man, you still are in a man's body, whether you feel like you're a woman or not.
Yeah, and, like, perfect case in point. So, he talked about, like, the New York Times. It's not as reputable. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, he just had a Wall Street Journal reporter on. Her name's Abigail Schreier. And she wrote a book about transgender issues and how it's actually really affecting the youth today, because mm-hmm. it's literally like three girls in a group of four will say that they're transgender. Those statistics are just impossible.
Right.
But it's the thing to do now.
But you're also probably talking to a bunch of five-year-olds that don't exactly know what it is. Okay.
Right.
So
but that's
really
the problem,
weird.
Though, is that there are parents out there who will be like, oh, you're transgender?
Especially the fact that you weren't white.
Yeah.
How old were you before you started looking around and actually understanding what racism was and noticing it? Before you actually like thought about it and realized like what it was?
It happened very young for me. Because okay. I was picked on for the color of my skin okay. by the black kids at my school.
That's ironic.
Yeah, I know. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
like, how young is that?
It wasn't at Robin Wood, because Robin Wood was very white, but it happened at Morgandale. So I went to Morgandale when I was six.
Okay.
So, yeah, 6 years old. No, I went to second grade is. That's when it first happened.
Well, I was just bringing this up because the other day, so PBS was on in my room, like for kids.
Yeah.
And a commercial came on, and that's aimed at, like, little kids. That's, like, Sesame Street type, like, you know, learning cartoons type stuff.
Right.
And a commercial came on, and it was all about teaching kids that, you know, just because someone's a different color doesn't mean that they're bad. And they had a whole hour-long special that they're advertising for that was literally all going to be about accepting people for their differences. And they were literally using the words, like, transgenders in it and everything else. It's like, isn't it, like, four-year-olds that watch this shit?
Well, it's not only
why
that.
Why is this even being brought up to them yet? Wouldn't it be planting a seed in their brain and making more of an issue by bringing it up that early instead of just letting them?
Yeah, I think then kids will start noticing it more. What
that's
I will
the thing.
Say,
like,
though,
when you're that
I think
little, you're oblivious to it. You don't think anything of it.
Yeah, I think what they might be trying to do is to preempt.
Like, if a four-year-old white boy walked up to you and asked you why your skin was a different color, you wouldn't be offended by it. You'd give him the intelligent answer of why is it?
Because I'm a spick.
Yeah. He's literally asking because he's curious, not because he's racist.
Right.
The fact that now you're planting a seed in his brain that, no, him asking questions like that is racist. Because
I'll steal your money, little boy, and anybody who looks like me will.
Yeah.
Just create a little racist running around. That's my goal, dude. I want to become a teacher. I now want my fucking my.
You
calling
just
want to
make
life.
A bunch of little white races.
Absolutely. This is your bike. Do you like your bike? Yes. Well, this is Tyrone. He wants your bike. Stay away from him.
I figured you just go up there and just guilt trip a bunch of 6-year-olds into kissing your shoes every morning.
Oh, for sure, dude. First off, you gotta kiss the boot before you walk into the classroom.
Yeah.
But no, like, so that's the thing is that I think that's what they're trying to preempt. Because here's the thing, if you live in certain neighborhoods, shit might happen to you that might cause you to form an opinion mm-hmm. about a group of people. They're trying to preempt that by saying, yeah, they're all the same. We're all the same.
All people suck. Depending, it doesn't matter skin color.
Yeah, I would be more okay with that than saying everybody's good.
Yeah.
Like. Because that's an issue, because it's not. That's
I've
not
been
the
to
case.
A lot of restaurants that are really good, but every once in a while, you get a shitty chef.
Absolutely.
Sometimes there's one that just shouldn't be cooking.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to bring that up, too. I heard somewhere, you keep telling me not to shout out other podcasts, so I'm just saying I heard somewhere, that the way that he decides what he's going to eat is, and that's actually what got me to the thought process of, like, why media outlets might actually lie, because they do have their own leanings, and it might benefit them. So this is where it came from, because he said, I asked them for what's the most commonly ordered item. And he was like, I do that because this way, if I go, what's really good here, they don't go, oh, the fish, because they're trying to push the fish.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you say, what do most people order here? If I need to get rid of the fish, I'm probably still going to say
the fish.
The fish.
Yeah.
So your entire system of getting a good meal just got debunked.
Right.
People lie sometimes when they're trying to get something done. Just like there's very many outlets, media outlets right now, and this is why we're having such an issue trusting the media these days, that have been caught lying or throwing their opinions into articles. There are no, it's no longer facts, no feelings. It's all feelings with a couple facts thrown in. That's it. And the only thing they want to show are the facts that fit their feelings. They don't give the whole fucking perspective anymore, you know?
I don't disagree.
And it started like that with the Vietnam War era, you know? And that's what really irritates me, is that it's been going on for so long. And for them to think that it's new, that people question the media. My dad questions the media. Mm-hmm. My dad is the most straightforward motherfucker you've ever met. If they tell me this is what it is, this is what it is, you know. And even he has questioned the media. He was like, well, of course I questioned the media. I was around during Vietnam. I served during that time. Like, he didn't serve in Nam. He served in Korea. But like, he's like, I served around that time.
Well, he saw the way the soldiers were treated.
Right. He's like, I see.
By civilians.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, and based on something that they didn't fucking understand. You know,
nowadays you have stolen valor, and back then they didn't want people to know that they were coming back from in the military.
I know, right? That's what's hilarious. I could not believe that in Bangor, Maine, when we landed, when we came back from Iraq, that we got cheers.
Oh, really?
Oh, it feels so uncomfortable, dude. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Especially, they have no idea what you did over there. You could literally come back from just slaughtering a whole fucking town full of women and children and getting off the plane, and they're cheering for you.
That's one of my favorite memes that has been out since the debate, is Joe Biden saying how his son won a bronze star over in Iraq. And it's literally every veteran who knows that every officer gets a bronze star, even if they sat around the talk all day drinking coffee.
Right.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
If you got a bronze star with valor, that's different. That's a good one. Every officer pretty much gets a fucking bronze star if he goes and serves in theater. So it's not that big of an accomplishment, you know.
Just means you did it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's your participation trophy.
What I will say, though, and I think that because we didn't really discuss the debate, I think probably the one moment that Joe Biden almost got me is when Trump brought up his son's coke addiction. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm proud of my son for beating his drug dependency.
But isn't he also the same one who was locking up people for marijuana use? Meanwhile, his son was on cocaine.
Yeah, sure. I just like that human moment out of him.
Yeah, he actually did have a real emotion for a second.
Right, yeah. And it was like, I was like, holy fuck. Like, okay, now I can see why.
But then coming down for
yeah
Donald Trump just to come down with a big hammer and be like, oh, fuck you, your son's on coke.
I love that more.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like that was way bigger to me.
Your cokehead son? Like, that's awesome. That's
What's that? You're saying you're for the people, but then you used your government and military ties to get him, what was it, like $2.5 million?
Yeah. Yeah, so no, I mean, I do understand that, but like it was the one of the few moments where I was like, all right, well, there is a human behind there.
There is, just not a good one.
Yeah. Well,
but I'll say that about both sides.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too. Well, I don't necessarily think that they're shit humans.
No, I just think the characters they both play on TV are. Because I don't think either of them, that was in the debate. I guarantee you, them at home with their wives is not the same person. When they're up in an interview, I guarantee it's not the same person.
Dude, Melania's from fucking the fucking Russia area. Like, she's not putting up with that bullshit. She's Eastern European. She's not putting up. If Trump talked to her the way that he talked to
Biden, he would have fell down in the shower.
Yeah, he would have fallen down in the shower real hard.
Yeah.
Like, she's not putting up.
Probably twice.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that's the shit that gets on my nerves, is like, people just got to recognize that they're playing a fucking game.
Right.
And I understand that. I do get that. But the fact is that you shouldn't have to play a fucking game. And I pointed this out to Amanda. If Joe Biden has a plan for getting rid of COVID, fuck him for holding it hostage.
Right. That's what I said, too. He's got all these big plans.
Right.
But I like, too, in his ads, he talks about, you know, he's been in office for 47 years now, and they said that he dedicated his whole time in office to making sure there was affordable housing and all this other shit. But yet there's no affordable housing or anything.
No, there's not.
It's like, okay, so what did you actually get accomplished?
There's 37 million people facing eviction once the stop rent.
Right. And you're telling me that you have a way that you could save all of them from being out on the streets, but you're holding out to see if you win presidency or not.
Right.
And then if you don't become president, you're not going to tell anybody the solution.
Right. And
you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And what? You haven't helped out your girl, Nancy Pelosi, figure out her housing situation in California.
Right.
You know, like, yes, it's all bullshit. And I understand that. And I wish more people would. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Vote on your heart. Whoever you like best. It literally is a popularity fucking contest.
Well, no shit.
Like, so go ahead. Whoever you like more, fucking vote for him. I don't care. But don't get suckered in by the Joe Biden cares about the people and he's got a plan to fix us. So make sure you vote for him. Go fuck yourself. Because if he really cared about the people, those are what's it called when they don't gel. Those are two opposing positions. You can't be for the people and then hold hostage the plan to get rid of COVID-19. This is hilarious because you literally yelled at me about fixing my mic on this podcast.
Well, mine is literally going to fall off.
Oh, okay. Well,
like,
then.
Okay, that's a lot better. The whole thing was actually like wiggling on the table and like working its way off the edge every single time I adjust it. So I had to like tighten it back down.
Yeah, I'll have the round table set up next week. So
that's good. Hopefully by then we can have Matt on.
Yeah, well, we'll have somebody on. We'll figure it out.
Or even, but I still think even the chiropractor idea is a good idea because I'm pro chiropractor.
He is coming
you're
on. Yeah.
Would it be con? Anti chiropractor?
Yeah, I'm anti chiropractor.
That's probably the better way to say it, like an adult.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we are going to have him on. It's just we're going to find a time that it fits his schedule.
Right.
But yeah, no. But anyway, so yep, folks, that's our fucking stupid stuff for this week. You know,
literally didn't cover anything. It was just us talking about.
Yeah,
we got out on a lot of tangents there, including a fucking book novel idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I mean
that's something we should do. If we don't run for office together, we should write a book together.
Oh, mine would be erotic. It's gonna
a
go
sci-fi
from
thriller erotic.
Yeah, it's gonna go from you going, and he pulled out his blaster to shoot the alien. And then I'll be like, but then the alien dropped to its knees and tucked down his shorts.
It's going to be just like Helldivers. Like all of a sudden the sirens come out, these big monsters. Yeah. Instead of shooting them, the humans go, I've been stuck in the sky
Let's
for
fuck
250 years. I'm going to fuck that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. No, I mean, and next week we will go to the board. I'll actually have some topics up there. Tonight was kind of rushed because Alex does have a prior engagement that he's got to get to. But yeah, and so I'll make sure
don't
that
be using words like that for this.
But anyway,
engagement? No,
yeah,
no.
But anyway, you know, we get it. If you guys think we're fucking idiots, hey, it makes sense because we're admitted idiots.
Oh.
You know.
Also, guess what? I found out all last week while bartending.
What's that?
I am the asshole.
Yes, you are. It has been concluded.
Yeah, everybody pretty much confirmed. It was funny, but you're a dick.
Yes, Alex absolutely 100% is the asshole. So, but we appreciate everybody listening. If you want to get a hold of us, it's gibberishpod1 on Twitter, at gibberishpod1, or via email. It's gibberishpod@gmail.com, or you can look either one of us up on Facebook, Kyle Rodriguez or Alex Just. I'm still working on trying to find a graphic designer, so if anybody out there is a graphic designer and has some time and would like to get paid for making our logo, that would be fucking phenomenal. Go ahead and reach out to us. But other than that, you know, it's just been another week of gibberish.